we're doing.
All right, so we're back with conservation now, 30 minutes later, or not quite 30 minutes later. So, Lisa, more for you, but really open to everybody. Do we have anything other than Research Park? I'm trying to say Research Park for last because I think it'll be an interesting conversation. Do we have anything other than Research Park that we need to talk about that we have not talked about?
I think I have a couple questions on, and I just want to make sure I'm on the same page and know what we're doing.
Yep.
The Watershed Improvement Hickory Grove, which is at the bottom of page 78.
Right.
I show that that actually, from our CIP conversation, is 620,000 FY19 and 100 and zero.
The project, so that project is broken up into three phases. First phase, which was to have happened already, the state had some problems with contracting on that. And now they are contracted for it. We expect that to happen this spring. Maybe it'll happen concurrent with the lake drawdown, I'm not sure, but so that's the first phase. Second phase is drawdown and pipe. Third phase is dredge. Okay. Combination, our share of those phase one and phase two is $170,000. So that is 25% of, okay, right, which is in 18.
Okay.
What we're representing as a total for our 25% of all three phases is $620,000. That won't all get spent in 18.
In 19.
We have it in 19.
You have $384,000 in 19.
Right, we're $554,000 total.
So we're missing the 170 is what you're telling us.
No. The 170 that we've got in 18,
right,
covers 1 and 2. Phases 1 and 2.
Okay.
The 450 that we're requesting in 19 covers 3. Phase 3.
It's in two places. It's in 624 and 629.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
That's 66,000.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's those two red ones on the last page.
Yeah, plus. Okay.
All right. So we're good as it's represented. The reality is we're probably going to spend some, maybe most, of this 170 yet in FY18, but realistically some of it's going to carry over, but we need to keep it where it is because we don't know what we're going to get spent.
Correct.
Then we'll have to amend the budget when we come back, assuming that some of that 170 carries over, but the 384 plus the 66 are solid numbers for FY19.
Correct.
Which we hope the project doesn't spill into 20, but it could
literally spill into 20.
Right, literally, right. Everybody got that?
Mm-hmm.
Lisa, anything else before we get to Tedesco?
I've got one other.
Yep.
And that is, let's see, what page is this on, what they have? Buildings and equipment.
Should be other capital projects. 610.
Okay, so it's halfway up 70, where we just have buildings and equipment.
Okay. Where the 380 is reestimated for this year?
Yeah, and we're talking about 190, adding 190,000 for capital. Yeah.
We're on page 78.
Detail is on page 84 and 85.
Oh, that would be better. 84, 85, yes.
So what they're saying is they're adding this
they
need
to
do an extra sheet, and that's
the
length
of
the
question about
the Prairie Rail Trail.
Prairie Rail Trail. Yes. We had it pre-estimated in 18.
I don't have the extra sheet.
Okay, you don't
have the extra sheet?
I don't have the extra sheet.
Where is
it? I get the extra sheet?
Only you have the extra sheet.
Never mind.
Yes.
We'll talk about it. We don't need to.
I can't find it on this sheet.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
We had it re-estimated in 18 for $207,000, $207,380 for Prairie Rail Trail.
Okay.
You guys see it there?
Yep.
We're anticipating that that's going to be more like the 260, more like 262. So we'd like to reestimate 18 to increase that 207 by 54,620. Essentially, this gets at this is construction of the trail that we think is going to split two fiscal years. We already talked.
You don't have this piece. So this is talking about FY18, and it's on buildings and equipment.
Yeah, other capital projects, buildings and equipment.
Right. And we got the original budget. We had $735,989 in. Mm-hmm. Included as part of that was this Prairie Rail Trail.
Correct, yes.
And now we're looking to need to up what we're estimating we're going to spend in FY18.
Correct.
Yes.
From $207,380 to $262.
Correct.
From $207,380 is what current is, up it to $262,000.
And is that reflected in the overall? So we had $735 budgeted, and now you're suggesting that it's going to be $769. Is that what that difference is? The total.
He's asking.
I was looking at the total of $300,380.
He wants to know if this goes up.
Yeah.
That's 17.
Oh, so it doesn't matter. 735 is
Doesn't matter. It should be on the bottom of page 84. I'm sorry, the detail is not in there. On the bottom of 84. That 300,380, we're going to add 54,620 to that.
So that new amount for that is 355.
Okay.
What I show.
Okay. Yes, that's what I came up with, too.
That's 18.
Yes.
That's 18, yes. Essentially, I don't know how far along we're going to be in construction on this project at the end of this FY.
Okay.
I think we're going to be further along than the 200, and this reflects using all of the TIF that has been designated for that in 18 rather than 19. Using the grant in 19 that we already discussed and using the TIF in 18. That makes sense? So
it's a re-estimation from 300, 380 up to 355,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Knowing that there's more tax dollars going to it than we're planned on.
This year.
Well, but
yes.
But then you got to take into account the 190 that we already discussed. It goes on that same line. Oh, that, never mind. That's 19.
Yeah, that's
19. Sorry.
Right. Okay. Anything else that we need to talk about before we get to research part? Morris, did you track on this?
Not at least. Updated my figures and I'm going to catch up on the whole conversation.
And how that's all fit together.
Right.
All right. Good. We ready to go to research part? All right, so research part. In addition, So internal money from Story County, we're at $3 million right now that's been pulled.
Correct.
We clearly haven't spent $3 million.
Correct.
But the way we did it, so we pulled $1.5 million via TIF in 2016, right? Then we pulled $1.5 million again in 2017, and in essence, while not completely, that $3 million, the $1.5 million and the $1.5 million, has been sitting there waiting for us to get started. Now we're going, right? Phase one is largely complete. Phase two has a fairly aggressive timeline, but should really get ramped up and going yet in this fiscal year.
Correct.
But somehow we need to account, so when we brought in the $1.5 million in FY17, we amended the budget to bring in the $1.5 million, and we amended the budget to spend the $1.5 million, and clearly we didn't spend it. So that $1.5 million, that $1.5 million carried over into the current fiscal year, FY18. Well, now we've had $1.5 million come in 18, but we have not put that $1.5 million in our budget to spend yet this year. So we need to talk through where we're really going to be, because at the end of the day, we've got to show $3 million of expenditures. We've already shown 1.5 of them, right? We showed 1.5 in FY17, and now it's just carrying through. So we've got another 1.5 that we've got to show between now and FY19, and it's not reflected anywhere in here.
So if you look at your
page
48,
okay,
which is the countywide budget.
Yep.
Now, don't get rid of your conservation.
Right.
They got money going into this, too. In the middle of page 48, it shows where we're at as far as budgeting for the next fiscal year and how we're talking about this. So that this is the place we want to look at right now.
Okay.
So that $34,000 that was used year to date in that line item, as after the first January payment, is $431,000. So they've spent $431,000 of the research card.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm looking at other capital projects, middle of the page on 48.
Mm-hmm.
Other capital projects, ISU Research Park.
Coming out on $32,000.
So actually, let's just work our way through it. So we show the $1.5 million budgeted to be spent in FY17. The reality is we only spent $315,000 of it.
Right.
Then we show $1,941,000 to be spent.
Right, because we amended the 1.5.
Okay.
So we amended the 1.5 into that line when we got it at the beginning of FY18.
At the beginning of FY18.
Last fall.
Okay.
So that 1.9 is the 1.5 that we just borrowed.
Okay.
Oh, just borrowed.
Right. And then we got 941 plugged in for FY19.
Which gets us balanced down to zero on that 3 million.
Okay.
So that's why I'm trying to.
So we don't need to worry about this.
Okay.
So since we're reflecting it there, we don't reflect it again in the conservation budget.
No.
Perfect. Well, that's an easier conversation. If I'd have known that was the conversation, I wouldn't have waited to have it after being.
Oh, but then I wouldn't have had a cookie break. That was an important thing.
Okay. Well, so are there any questions then? Mike, are you tracking on how we're doing all of that?
Well, I wasn't tracking on that discussion
because
I haven't been privy at that level. So we've approved funding for phases one and two at $3 million. We're under contract with phase one, mostly wrapped up. At the end of this FY, we will be under contract. Think everything goes as planned. We will be under contract for phase two.
Did that come? That already came to us. Did that come to us yet?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Phase two.
Phase two. We have not.
Contract is not coming.
We have not done a contract for 2 years.
That's what I was interested in.
It's coming.
If we got rid of those that surcharge on the third party fees, it make me happy. It's not a lot of money, but it's just a kind of an easy way for the architect and the companies to make money.
I'm not sure.
They charge us a surcharge for when they are ordering or dealing with third-party people to purchase, like, office supplies.
Right, it's called overhead.
Right.
Yeah. The county can do what the university has done, which is to negotiate a maximum. So the university will only maximum a certain amount of overhead in grants and contracts, and a state agency gets a certain amount. So you as a county can say, this is the maximum we will pay on contracts.
Great. Okay.
So you can negotiate that.
You're talking about our engineering contract, not a construction contract.
Our engineering.
Yeah.
So Lisa, just help me to understand this so that I'm tracking on all this, because I was clearly seeing it in a different line item. So when we have these expenses from the research park, you're paying that straight out of $32,000. Okay, I'm good then. I was afraid we weren't accounting for all of it. We'll go on.
Now, there is additional dollars in their budget for ISU Research Park things that are over and above
that
the $3 million
that we
borrowed.
Right.
So, okay, but if kind of verbally the discussion has been that $4 million is the cap from us, then to figure out where the county really is in paying for the ISU Research Park, we would need to add in those other items that are included in the conservation budget, if that's what I'm hearing.
No, because that's external money that's coming in.
So the $460,000 REAP grant.
The grant. All right.
If you want, we've got a kind of our tracking spreadsheet that I noticed when Lisa was describing the actual spent. Doesn't reconcile 100% to the sheet that you've got.
She used this number right here. The 4231834.50 you had mentioned.
No one marked this. She knows
what's going on. Yeah. So Lisa mentioned that we spent $315,000 in 17. Okay, and then she mentioned that we spent $431,000, was it, in 18. This sheet shows 439, but that aside, if you look on that top graph, you see that the 1.5 in 17, 1.5 in 19, that's the TIF money that's moved forward. Then if you move across, you see contracted and obligated on the first, on FY17, that is what we contracted or hence obligated for phase one. Okay, so that's our contract amount. We anticipate if we move forward with that, still that contract amount, that leaves us to $87,000. Okay, carry that $87,000 into FY18 into phase two. We add the 1.5. We don't know how much we're going to spend yet. We don't have bids back. But that would be the balance available for phase two.
Which will be spent plus, in both 18 and 19.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Plus, and then you look down to that other one. This is what Lisa referenced is in the conservation budget. This is the $150,000 from DOT that we have now received. And then this is the $468,000 REAP grant as well. So combination of that TIF funding and then this other funding is where we is the complete picture. Phase three figures are in here as obligated or as anticipated. They're not obligated yet. That's the cost opinion for phase three, and the 1461 is the cost opinion for phase two. So this anticipates spending you'd add the 4.231 out of TIF and then add the 618 out of other for the whole project would be 4.8.
And of the 4.8, you are a million short because the county has not taken final action on that million.
Correct.
Plus you're another almost 200,000 short in funding to get either savings or funding yet to be identified.
Correct.
Okay.
And what you have to keep in mind, though, the cost opinion for phase two, the 1461, hasn't changed yet. Granted, we don't have our next level of design plans back and our next level of cost opinion back, but that did not change as a result of receiving that TIF REAP money. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we have 1.5 identified in TIF money. Right, our latest cost opinion for phase two, total cost for phase two is 1.4. And then we got the...
So the 468 could take care of some of that, is what you're telling me.
Mm-hmm. My point is, yeah.
Some of that work might already be done.
Correct.
Right.
So the 468 is over and above what we had already put into work place with TIF.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So we have, right now, we have the 1.5 plus the 468 available for phase two. And right now, so you add that up, and we're at 1.97, let's say. And so that we have 1.9 available, and we're anticipating spending 1.4.
Okay.
So, yeah. The carryover will go into phase three and hopefully reduce the ask for TIF for phase three.
So it may not be a million.
Correct.
That we need to offer.
But the caveat is we don't have the cost opinion back on the design on two yet.
Okay.
To Rick's question, how this got started, related to we have to show that we spent $3 million of TIF money, correct, Lisa? I mean, do we only have so long to spend it after we borrow it? Oh, we do not have to borrow it.
And my question was erroneous because, in fact, we do now show the $3 million with the 941 that you plugged in.
Well, I'm going to reverse the numbers again. I guess my goal is to show the $3 million because that's how much we have borrowed to spend on this.
Right.
My point is, as long as the money is sitting in a fund, for successful show up here to do
period end conversation.
Right.
Okay. Other questions on
so
that?
Should we build a cabinet tell?
But I'm bum.
Name
price. Anything else for us to discuss today? Lisa, did we get you where you can work your magic? Okay. All right.
Thank
so the big thing for me is we don't know at this point how much of the $1.4 million of phase two we're going to spend in FY18.
Correct.
Right now we got it all showing as being spent in 18. We're not going to spend all of it, but we don't know what portion of it we're going to spend.
Correct.
So we better free ourselves up, Lisa, to spend up to all of it, even though we're going to have to come back and amend as we spill over into 19.
Right.
Well, I'm going to leave some in 19 because I don't want to get into this project. I don't want them to be over.
Well, I think the 941 you got, I think the 941 that you've plugged into 19
okay.
is really good. I'm just going to be really reticent for us to pull any more forward, even though we might pay more than 941 in 19, because we want to have as much freedom to be able to do the work in 18 if we can.
I totally agree. I don't want us to pull it all forward and then knowing that it's not going to happen.
I think the way you reflect it.
In 19 and then have to amend the budget on a shoestring because we have to spend that money.
I think the way you reflect it right here works pretty well. As you
Good. More miracles.
So surely. If there's nothing else for us, we'll be done. Good job, guys.
Good job. Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing your insights.